foolishly chose to kill Nikas, Bastian said, never losing his composure. Not all of us. Damon is still vampire. I am still vampire. And you are nothing. How does it feel to have your fate in my hands once again? How does it feel to have you obey me if you want to live? Bastian's eyebrows knitted together as he studied Remy's face. My son? Once again. I am not your son. You should never have summoned me here or allowed this to happen. If I had not summoned you, she would never have existed to you. Is that something you would throw away so easily? I know I would not.
Remy turned to Damien, motioning him forward. A king should have a proper seat to sit upon. Go to this old fool's room and search through his collection of useless garbage until you find something fitting. Then find her. She must return to me immediately.
What was her name?
Oh, yes, they mentioned the name Sabine while babbling on about nothing just before. That must be her. Within a few minutes, Damon came back hauling a gaudy chair, adorned with golden accents and a black velvet seat. He sat it on the raised platform and peered at the crowd of quiet humans. Remy lifted Bastian by the throat. Gasping for air, his legs kicked as he tried to squirm out of Remy's cold grasp.
I believe a little poetic justice is in order. Take him to the dungeon where he held me.
Remy tossed Bastian aside like a rag doll and placed himself on the throne.
Chapter 1. Sabine Crowley slammed the car into park and exited, making her way quickly through the front door. Heavy breaths echoed through the hallway as she hurried to the ballroom to see what awaited her. The coolness of the marble floors soothed her scratched and dirtied bare feet. The only regret she had from rushing out earlier was that she didn't stop to put on shoes. Well, that and leaving her beloved's corpse sprawled out on a cold marble floor. Tears threatened to wet her cheeks as she prepared to see Remy lying dead where she'd left him only a few hours before. A flash of fear rippled through her body.
I really shouldn't have come back here. I'm a grade-A dumbass. I know it's a trap. If it wasn't, why wouldn't Sam or Damon just tell me what was up? Or even Gretchen, for that matter. I should have just left town.
Hesitating at the entrance of the ballroom, she took a deep breath and pushed the doors open. A crowd of humans, once vampires, knelt with their backs towards her. Glancing to the spot where she left her love lying, her stomach knotted as the air, thick and stifling, closed around her, threatening to take her breath away. The absence of his body tore through her like a bullet to the heart, hurting so much more than she'd anticipated. Trying to hold back the tears with a trembling lower lip, she sniffled once and looked in the direction everyone faced. Swallowing hard, she tried to calm her nauseated stomach. A glint of gold caught her eye, drawing her gaze to a large ornate chair sitting on the raised platform. The same raised platform where she'd married Remy, and almost been forced to marry Bastian not that long ago. Someone sat in the chair, but it wasn't Damon like she'd expected. Her gaze landed on the face of the one vampire she longed to see. He'd showered and changed out of the ratty old jeans he'd been imprisoned in. He wore boots, a clean pair of jeans that hung perfectly on his masculine frame, and a gray, just tight enough V-neck t-shirt. His hair, pulled back loosely, exposed his chiseled jaw. Gasping, she cried out,
"Remy?"
Taking off as fast as she could towards him, the tears that she tried to keep from falling streamed down her face and dripped onto her chest. He stood as she approached him. Throwing her arms around his neck, she hugged him as tight as she could, vowing never to leave his side again. As she crashed into him, his body bowed slightly to accommodate the difference in height as she threw her arms around him, but mostly stayed still. His hands barely grazed her shoulders while he inhaled deeply. She expected him to embrace her, not sniff her like a dog. This wasn't a man acting as if he'd just come back from the dead who was eager to see his wife again. His touch was indifferent, at best. She pulled back, looking intently at him.
"What's wrong with you?"
Noticing his abnormally dark eyes, she